Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And I have my very good friend Chinedu. He said, Happy New Year, Chinedu.
Happy New Year, Uncle Jimmy.
I think I need to get you in maybe sometime next week to talk about cars in these austere times, you know, to talk about cars in these austere times, because Chinedu is very good with. Do you actually sell vehicles? You have to speak into the mic.
I have a partnership with a friend, so we do that. But you know, I'm a tech person now.
Person. No, that's amongst the thousand and one things that I know you do. Some that can be announced, some that cannot be announced.
Oh, yes. I've always loved the air.
You agree that some can be announced and some cannot be announced.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Some are classified.
That's why I like it. Do you think Sheriff has any classified activity?
How am I in this conversation?
I will not be.
It will be impolite. It will be impolite for me to have this conversation.
I am not in this conversation.
I'm not making it. Yeah, it will be impolite.
Of course.
He will think that I don't like him.
Of course, I know you don't like me.
Chinedu, it's good to see you.
Likewise.
I haven't seen you for about 6 months.
Correct.
But we should do something next week about the dilemma, you know, that I think a lot of people, you know, will have. I'm one of the most ignorant human beings in this action that I took. Sometimes I feel like shooting myself. But when I think of the other things, we might go enjoy for life. I say, nothing spoiled.
His life is one now.
It's frightening. Okay, so we're just talking, just for you people to know, we're talking a bit about car parts and so on and so forth, how they've gone astronomical. Some of you who use your last salary to buy one of these big cars, I want to do Jeep. You better, how much is the selling rack of a Range Rover?
About $4.5 million.
For an anchor.
Why?
Well, I think you need to get Sheriff. Someone has to pay. He was following someone. some of you are sitting on a time bomb. Chinedu, when can we do this thing? Let's do it next week Thursday.
Yeah, happily. You know, I'll
let's do it next week Thursday.
When it comes about the engineering.
About the dilemmas that people are facing. That's why you see somebody within us here, I cannot see straight. You think it's the chair? You know, fella, say you stand for ground, your leg is shaking. That it is your leg that is weak. The ground is not shaking.
I think that's all of us now.
All of us.
That's all of everybody now.
Okay, Chinedu, see what we have here now. Good morning, Auntie Bumi. Sorry I missed the Amala Christmas party, but nothing spoiled. I need to stop my son from marrying her, is one. Brother overseas is welcome, is two. My ex is using me for sex, is three. My life is falling apart. That is four. Mom needs to stop making a fool of herself. I think I've seen this. That is five. Should I allow my daughter visit him? That is six. Which one do we first tackle? Mom needs to stop making a fool of herself, because there's a lot of that now. I'm completely disgusted about what I see in the social media, especially the one on backsides. Two things infuriate me. The one of the backside, everybody thinking their backside is something of interest. And the other one is the way money is being sprayed. I saw a video 2 days ago. A traditional ruler, he made a neck chain, about six of them, of money.
A neck chain of money?
A neck chain. They put it right, the other way down, a neck chain of money, about six chains of that. And then brought up bundles and bundles of bundles, mint money, to a musician. I wonder what kind of example we think we're setting for the younger ones. As a traditional ruler. And I found this quite, in fact, I spoke about it this morning, that there's a need for the government at least to try and change some of the narratives that we get, you know, in the social media and so on and so forth. But don't let that divert from. But you wanted to say something?
Well, I think the social media does play a very, very, very big role in this.
Because it's shaping.
Yes. You know, it's double-sided. Mm. Some see they want to be a part of, they want to copy. Yes. And to use, to borrow your words, if only mama can see me now.
Yes.
So it's a function of, when I get my own, I will display as well. Hmm. Then others that probably haven't had that mindset for a while, and they're like, this is the only way I can prove, and this is the way I can show that I have arrived. But
what
arrived.
Is, what, I don't know.
It's, I'm sorry to say, but it bothers on a poverty mindset in my,
yes.
own, in my own view. Because you don't have
money. Most people know that you have money. Is that the purpose of having money?
I think the people that have the money don't do that.
Mm.
That's why they say there's a very big difference between being rich and being wealthy.
We'll talk about that next Thursday. Don't let me take that. We'll talk about. Okay, so which one did I say I was going to do? My mom seems to be. Needs to stop making a fool of herself. So this is from somebody called Julie. My dad left the family 3 years ago and my parents are now divorced. For those 3 years, my mom stayed clear of relationships, but recently she's linked up with some of her friends and has suddenly started enjoying going to parties and outings with them. To date, I've counted 5 different men in the last 8 months. None of them lasted more than a few weeks. I'm really worried about her and would want her to slow down.
Bad influence by his friends.
Mm.
How old is the mom, did he say?
He didn't say, but if Julie is old enough to write this letter to dear Bumi, Bumi is definitely over 8. Julie is definitely over 18.
Maybe mom still started early now.
Who knows what she was even before she got married?
Well, doesn't also state that she was married, does it?
I mean, before she got married to the dad, because they're divorced.
That's correct.
I mean, because if you are counting 5 men in the last 8 months, maybe there are one or two that she hasn't seen, so we can narrow it down to 1 per month.
He also says that since she started hanging out with some new friends.
Yeah, friends are a bad influence.
So that's probably...
What I usually tell younger people is that, look, especially if you're doing well, you're moving up, you know, gone from what to uni. Some of your friends have not gone to uni now. If for some kind of loyalty, you start hanging out with them, they'll drag you down. They'll definitely drag you down.
Choice and preference also plays a very, very big role.
So for young people, what do you think you need to look out for, you know?
We've had this discussion before now, talking about mentors and who it is you think you want to look up to, who you think you want to copy, and whatnot. And then, you know how they say it's that you never really know who you are till you're faced with the right temptation, quote and unquote. Then it brings out either the positive or the negative of your person.
You never know who you are till you what did you say?
So you're faced with the right temptation.
We're all faced with temptations.
Yes, but you don't know if you're faced with the right one. So you can actually sell.
What is the temptation that you have faced?
No comments, please.
Talk to me now, be my party man. I'm not doing it like this now. It will be like, say, give me a la. I think they don't do
so. So, Jimmy, you know, you never know how you react until you are faced with certain temptations. So you can say,
tell me
I'm not... Uncle Jimmy, wait now.
Yes.
Could you be wait now? So you know how it is when you say, I could never do this. Oh, no, this is not my person. It's just like this spraying thing we're talking about now. So people can swear heaven and earth. Let some numbers hit your account. You know,
and the one that I know that... Like, the one that I know that I cannot swear, but now when policeman hook you for corner. And more so, he's asking you for what is in your pocket. You know, Nigeria, you're faced with certain challenges at some point. Sometimes you use what my young sister always says, Brad Jimmy, I hear my low wisdom. You have to call wisdom.
I think there's always a way to wriggle out of anything.
Any challenge. Yes.
Just this spring thing we talked about, you know, sometimes it's our tradition, but not in excess.
No.
Not in excess.
No, I can tell you what I grew up into. By the time I got conscious of, you know, as a kid and so on, it was just some money, little money that you give the musician and that's it.
Yeah.
It's gone haywire. And the major problem is that too many people want to show off wealth. And for me, if in 9 cases out of 10, you will find that such people, you need to go find out how they got that money. You're not going to be sweating and you can sometimes you can give money to things that you appreciate. But what I will say now currently is that it's complete madness. They should line up all of them and let them line up to see Dr. Ladipo and Yaba. Make them see whether their head correct.
Please, Dr. Ladipo.
He's a psychiatrist. Yaba.
Uncle Jimmy, free advert too.
It's free advert. They need it. Sheriff, I will pay.
Sheriff is here.
No, I will pay. They need
Sheriff
this.
Sheriff is here.
You need. Some of us need to go and get ourselves examined. Let a third party look at yourself. Make them see whether your head correct. They need the free advert. Go and see Dr. Ladipo and Yaba.
If he's still there.
He hasn't been fired, and I don't think he's... Oh, he would have been retired.
You didn't even get the shade.
You didn't get... What was the shade? I've lost on that one. That he might not be there.
You didn't get the shade?
No, I didn't.
No. He's speaking in very, very, very... The undertones. You didn't even see... If you read his body language, you would know.
How can I read but when I'm facing you? Okay. All right. This one says, my ex is using me for sex. I have this ex-girlfriend who is married to a brute who ill-treats her and starves her of sex. Okay. I used to be wildly in love with her, but she jilted me. I've just been separated from my wife and live alone. When she heard about the breakup of my marriage, what did she do? She came to me. I am not financially buoyant, and I told her so. That's the signal. Why? So if your ex comes to you, why do you have to tell her that you're not financially buoyant? That is to he declared his assets. This is how I found out about the abusive bully she's married to. He is rich and she doesn't want me for material things. So Bobo go to take care of the material.
Symbiotic
things.
Relationship.
Yes. Mm. She then suggested they met and so to comfort each other. And so they've been comforting each other as and when due.
Give and take.
Give and take. My problem is that she would disappear for weeks, then suddenly turn up to cook meals for me and leave money after they've met again. You understand what I'm saying? I feel like a gigolo. What did you think?
I was just...
What does this guy say? He says his name is Jack. He said, I feel like a gigolo, though I could use the money only.
He wants to eat his cake.
Only.
I'd have it.
He wants to eat his cake.
I'll put it in the fridge.
So what is his problem?
He says that,
where do you think all this would lead? It's not leading anywhere. It'll make you a rich man.
Uncle Jimmy, he's stating the obvious.
So what?
He's stating the obvious. There's financial gain. He has
already. Yes.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have indicated that he's not financially there.
He felt a complex, you know.
And she has seen the weakness and she's been able to take advantage of it.
They were former lovers, so she knows where her bread is buttered in that area.
Correct.
In that faculty.
Correct.
She went for it.
Correct.
The part.
It feels like a gigolo. I don't feel for him, oh. I don't feel for him. He already understands the trade that both of them are involved in anyway. They are both invested in some exchange of sorts.
See what Andy Bumi said, though. You know, she's in her 70s, and those are my mentors. Those are the ones who paved the way for us to get to journalism. And my auntie says, she's about 74. So experience in this. No, she's about 75. Anyway, your guess is as good as mine. Your lover obviously loves the financial gains of her unhappy marriage and is not prepared to give it up. Yes.
Correct.
So if you fall in love, you're on your own.
Correct.
And she never promised anything more than the good times you can give each other. And then my auntie Bumi drops a bombshell. She says, make the most of it. But don't forget to leave a room for a more lasting relationship if you intend to remarry.
But the lady is married now.
And she's talking to the man. And do you know what could happen? It would be better for Sodom and Gomorrah on that day than it would be for this Jack if this lady comes and meets another woman there. It will be a case of motor vehicle and manslaughter.
Jimmy, I mean, your facial expression sounds like, it feels like there's something more to this story.
Somebody could let me call Imago and Dan Okafor to come and solve this riddle.
It seems like there's more to the story.
Okay, we will leave Jack. Our lines are open, 0700.
Funny enough, we saw a few of these kind of things growing up.
Yeah.
We all had that uncle that we used to like, you know.
He's
like the guy about town, dressed had nice
but
car.
But not get money.
Always had. Well, he had the package, but he always had people coming to see him, nice aunties and everything. Yes. And all of a sudden, one allergy parks is 505 and he's waiting for the guy outside.
I dare not say some of the things that I have seen.
This is the reason why I gave the layup for this case. I know.
I mean, somebody should come and take Chidi out of this place. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Our lines are open. Some of you should come and advise. Pastor Ladipo, good morning. Come and give your take on this one. Come and take this man up to the mountain. This good mountain for
Samuel. I don't think I'll help this guy.
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
We can do the traditional one. You know, traditionally, if anybody is behaving one kind, they will take him to one shrine and beat
him with broom.
All right. What's the time? 22. We have a caller. Okay, yes. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Mr. Jimmy Bishop.
Yes, quickly, please. You have just a minute.
Contrary to your topic, I just want to commend you that the spices you put in your conversation keep most of us going in life.
Thank you.
May God continue to crown you with wisdom.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. We have another caller.
Yes, we can.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, quickly. That one, don't fear. Maybe you don't use the last of in credit. So, hello, morning.
Hello, good morning. I'll get you with this.
Morning.
I'm looking for a job.
What?
I'm looking for a gigolo job.
I better get off the phone, my friend. Okay, it's not. Get off the phone. You think this is an employment agency? But it's a tough and dangerous job if you're doing that kind of thing with a married woman.
The risks are too high.
You could be marked for life.
The risks are too high.
You could be marked for life.
For everything you do in this world, there's risk and there's reward now. So when you marry, when you juxtapose both,
even for the things that you said were classified too, there's reward and
there's nothing hiding under the earth now. Somebody somewhere knows something, no matter how much you try to hide.
Do you know what Yoruba people say? Say mashe ni mamo.
Exactly.
But meaning that if you don't want people to know about something, then don't do it. We got to, this finger is twisting. We got to take a short break, then we'll be right back.
Yes.
You're listening to Jimmy Dis.
Jimmy Dis.
Right here. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
You welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu and with my very, 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 very good friend and brother Chinedu. He's my think tank in certain matters. Don't try. It's not a matter of IT or anything, but it's none of your business. Is my party man, and you know, I be a lie. If I lie, make you talk now.
copy. Yes,
Yakubu says, I need to stop my son from marrying her, or like they will say in Ghana, I need to stop my son from marrying her. I am in my 50s and have been married for over 25 years. I recently met one of my only son's girlfriends, and my life has never been the same again. What did Yakubu do? Mudano. Her body is simply wonderful. He says he's well stacked and has a glowing skin. and she wears all the revealing clothes that are the rage these days. Ha! How old is this Yakubu? In his 50s? Yakubu in his 50s says that for months he has fantasized about doing the do with her.
With his son's babe.
His son's babe. Oh, he's licking his lips. Then she started making teasing remarks to me and flirting with me behind my son's back. Ah, God help us in this world, Chinedu. Luckily I don't have a father. Then she started making teasing remarks to me. To cut a long story short, we are now lovers and I have given her most of the financial support she needs. This baby is a horrible person.
Does it say the son is still with her?
The son is still with her.
That's an irresponsible father. I'm sorry.
Apart from that, he should know that you're not dealing with a normal human being. This is from the pits. You know when we say somebody is from the pits?
Correct.
Terrible girl. She was making and flirting with the man. Huh? The son of Yakubu is now talking about them. They are getting engaged. And the thought that she could be around permanently is killing me. You go die. This is Yakubu. He's taking a self-destruct pill. It is one thing to be bedding a casual girlfriend, but not a daughter-in-law.
A potential daughter-in-law.
Traditionally, from the East, what does that say? I mean, if you are caught with something like that.
To be honest, I wouldn't know, because you know how big the Eastern part is. There are different communities, villages, and towns that actually have laws that guide certain things.
That guide certain things.
Yes.
What is the one for Yoruba land if a man is caught with his...
I don't think there's a word.
I don't think so. But you know, Yorubas have this nasty habit of not speaking.
Hmm.
Everybody will just move away from him.
Most of the time it's banishment. When you do things against
Yoruba, they will not banish you. But the sad thing about my people is they won't say anything. They'll be speaking in hushed tones and do nothing. That's the biggest problem we have in Yoruba land. I can say it with authority. It's the biggest problem. They will sit and talk in hushed tones. How many examples have I seen where you expect them to speak up and say, no, they're not going to talk nothing?
So what is Yakubu's problem now? His son found out.
Is that she said she loves my son and is quite keen on marrying him. What can I do to stop this marriage? He should abscond.
The onus lies on him. He started the whole thing initially.
But should he tell his son?
Uncle Jimmy, I believe in going to the root cause of the problem.
There's no root. This is from the pit of hell.
That's what I'm saying now. It's his fault. Because if he didn't initiate it or
entertain
those thoughts.
I've learned something about life. Our human forms is one thing. Our spiritual connection is another. Maybe they have been together in the spirit world doing evil or all kinds
what
of things.
What spirits now?
Oh, my uncle. When I talk, you keep quiet. Do you know who I... Do you know who I am?
Okay, you need to take it personal.
I have to take it personal. He doesn't do anything. If you go ready for that, I'll take off my shoes and socks and bring something out. But how can he stop it now? Should he call his son?
Uncle Jimmy, to your point, they connected in the spirit world, fine. He should carry his son along. He should carry his son along and say, this is what's ongoing.
This is what's on.
And I don't advise.
But talking seriously, what can he do? So what if he walked in here and asked us, what do we tell him?
So we tell him, if both of you are connected, then you let your boy know. It's an abomination to be having relations with the same person that your son is having relations with.
Do you think this is a case of mental instability? But you're war with it.
Well,
you know that this mental whatever it is, it shows off in various forms. This guy is not normal. Your son's wife to be.
Good Jimmy, the Ule Dinko. You have to be a master chess player to run this kind of racket.
But that one is from the pit of hell. We've said that.
Ah, Uncle Jimmy, that's not fair now. What if she has the same mental illness? Let's look at this thing from...
No, they will just take her to the native mental home. Come now.
Not doctor...
No, doctor, that was a yabba. He doesn't have such cases.
No, but seriously speaking, like you said, I actually think, because he's the elder. in this whole thing, in this whole matter.
But his is he going to tell the son?
His father and potential father-in-law. So as it started, he could have called his son and said, look, this is what I see. Furthermore, I strongly believe that this is not the lady for you. You know, from a moral standpoint and me from an ethics standpoint, I have to let you know and carry you along. And probably this can happen for you. Maybe it's a better option for me. You know, that is way, he wouldn't even be writing this letter.
Is he married or not?
Who? The man himself?
The man himself.
Good question, Sheriff. Good question. He says that, he says he has been married for over 25 years. So he's probably is still married.
Oh. That's it. The man has a problem.
Oh, Pastor Ladigo, come and carry this man.
The man has a problem. What in God's name is he fantasizing over his son's
thing for?
I mean, why? Son. Why would he do that?
Ha, he even knows it up to the skin.
Can you imagine?
But damn, look at the skin.
I think it's a function of lust.
He's lost. And apparently he can't control himself. But how does he tell the son? Somebody should tell me that.
Uncle Jimmy, you know something about we men, right?
That yes.
Men.
Mm.
We're top tier.
Hmm.
We're apex predators.
Hmm.
Sometimes it's what others own and have that's attractive
to us. Yes. Ah, yes. There's some people that are wild, even women. I remember someone should call me Marco Canavo. So let him remind me. We had a scene like that in university. We had a friend who had this girlfriend, and they were doing very well. You know, the girlfriend was a normal baby. But there was this princess or like that in Benin. I've never seen a pretty woman like that. When all of us here, we were salivating. But her stock in trade was to scatter relationships. I did not go give you. No go give you. But she will divide you down the line.
You can see that in this case now, predator and prey are in the same house. So I think to Sherry's point,
back to the point, time is going.
The man has a problem.
It's now 9:40. Time is going. Somebody should call in and tell me what should the man do. Because for writing this in the first instance, he wants to do something.
Correct.
He's not happy with it.
Before we go to the telephone lines, I would say that, I mean, even if men are apex predators, like Chinedu said, there's got to be some level.
I'm happy you say. I thought you wanted to say like Chinedu.
No. Of course not. Like, I think that there's a creed. There's something that you know that there is some things that you can't. There's some things you can't do. You shouldn't. You must not do. There's a line that you can't cross.
Yes.
This is one of those, of course.
Hey, okay, so we had the lecture. What should the man do? He has to stop the marriage.
He needs to stop it.
Maybe he needs to confess at some point openly. God forbid I be in this position. But the best thing to do is give yourself up for whatever punishment. And maybe call your son and other people or whatever.
I think you should just tell the boy.
You should just tell the boy.
Just tell him.
But the boy will hate him for life.
He should tell him. It's better. Imagine the fact that he now supports and carries on and then they get married.
It's punishment for him.
If his son eventually gets married.
Because the only redeeming thing here is that he's willing to stop it.
What now happens? Because the first thing he would have said was, oh, the challenge I have is having to let my son know what the issue is. No, he's not saying that. He's saying, what do I do to stop this and whatnot? Wisdom will tell you. Well, it's profitable to direct, but I don't know if this guy does have that wisdom.
Yeah. Antibomi thinks otherwise.
Okay.
Antibomi is more experienced than all of us in this room stacked up. She says, you can do absolutely nothing if your son decides to marry his girlfriend. That is, Atibumi is not saying that even if you tell your son, it might not matter to him. I say, go ahead. So you have already made a fool of yourself by not only lusting after her, but taking her to bed. You might be going through a midlife crisis, but what a way to massage your ego. Wedding bells haven't started ringing yet. If and when they eventually do, I would cut my losses if I were you and pray that my indiscretion never comes up.
So she has written that he keeps quiet.
Yeah, well, more or less.
A line has been crossed, and
I don't think so, because this will come out.
The director.
Now or later, it will come out.
Ad Sherif is the director of programs. Of Nigeria.
Why? What was the emphasis? Okay.
You can give us one extra hour.
No,
and then let us flog
this. No, I cannot.
I
cannot.
Baba look. Somebody should please tell me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give this dear mommy every week.
You bring up that story.
Until we get this.
Okay, let's.
Abije kok bala bere ni do si si. Ah, pastor, thank God. Thank God.
Good morning to your guest.
Hey, we have heard. Tell us, what should he do?
You see,
pastor.
The man is like, the man has a problem. And that now what the man should do is this, sir. The man should just keep quiet, move on, and stop every fantasy that he has towards that lady. Otherwise, if he tells the son, you see,
wait, before you talk of your problem, you say it should not and move on.
Yes.
What will God tell him when salvation comes?
When salvation comes, sir, it is not everything you confess to. Otherwise,
really?
Yes.
Coming from the mouth of a man of God.
It should be one of the 10th commandments says that you should not lie. Or give false witness.
It is not lying. It is saving the life of those the thing we affect. So it is better you move on.
It's not lying. It's just being economical with the truth.
Yes, sir.
Or what my sister will call is applying wisdom.
Yes.
I like it when she uses that phrase that you know, Brother Jimmy, no, it is what God said, but you know, like to apply wisdom.
Yes. Uncle Jimmy, you're
okay. But supposing he doesn't say anything. And later the woman gives her life to God and now tells the son that, do you know that what Papa did? The Yanko?
It's not what Papa did, though. It's, do you know what we did?
She will not say it like that at that time. She
isolating
will,
both parties is no.
She might even twist the story to say that Baba, he had the, you know, we were talking about Mago the other time. This is, correct. We also have the one that if you just touch somebody like this, you follow
him. Them.
Really?
We had a lot of that when I was... Even the steels, is a black ring like this, they prepare
it. You know it.
Yeah, yes.
You know it.
I'm going home.
Have you used
I'm
it?
I'm going home.
That is... I cannot call it... It has a name, but I cannot call it on radio. You know, It has a name.
Sheriff, confession.
I will put it. What confession? I don't need.
No, the things you brought us up to speed to this morning
alone.
Alone,
Sheriff. Are you? It is even with the boys in the motor parks when we were growing up, and it is still there till today. But the kind of anointing now that people, you know, in the 60s and 70s, there was nothing to fear. There were no pastors or whatever. There was nothing to fear. People went, but it does exist. You just taught him. No, let me touch him.
He don't follow you. And down on the entrance.
You come here. Let me touch you. I think what I need to do. Apparently, let us speak another. Yeah. Madam Aigbe should tell us what to do. Hello.
Sure?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Who is speaking?
My name is Chief Darlington. Compliment.
Chief Darlington, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
You see, when you keep such things to yourself and you live with them, you would imprison yourself forever and you live in fear. The fear could be that someday this same lady could spill it.
Yes.
So where would you put your face?
Correct.
And then battle of the conscience is the greatest battle anybody could fight. If it has come to the extent where he is now thinking of what to do, it meant that element of guilt is already in
him.
And the best thing for him to do at that point is to call a family meeting. And then apologize unreservedly and then say it the way it is and allow his son to take the final decision whether to carry on or not. But what he would have done, one to himself, is to free, give his conscience freedom and then say it the way it is against the future. Good morning.
That's a tough one. Huh?
Voice of reason.
Voice of reason. But I think that is the closest one to what he can do.
You know,
I think it's better to get it over and done with before they get married.
You know, Uncle Jimmy, you're still of the opinion that they should get married.
No, if he wants to marry,
I don't think so.
Because the man has no moral right to tell them not to get married.
It's not going to be even up to the man. It's up to the son.
And the son might say, okay, I've heard all this, but I'm on my way. Didn't you hear how they described the woman? In case you didn't know. They said her body is simply wonderful.
It's okay, Uncle. There's no need.
The woman can change. Actually, the woman can actually change.
Nah.
You think she can't change?
Nah. It's not really about that. It's about, to me, it's about what had happened. You can't erase it. You're being born again or something else.
Okay, tell me what the man should do.
I think they just need to cut their losses, all of them. The
and everybody
just,
goes his own
yes,
way.
Everybody just
That's another. So what we will do is that we will add your own to Chief Darlington's own. Should I add Pastor Oladipo?
What's that his own? They should all keep quiet.
He said they should be economical.
Along with Febe. Pastor, go and do repentance. So your suggestion has been rejected. Can somebody tell Madam Aigbe to solve this problem for me? I need a Bible quotation to go with it. Maybe that's Madam Aigbe. Hello?
Your personal credit limit.
That's not her.
Shortly.
So let's try the next one.
Let's try this one.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes. Quickly.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Quickly. Good morning.
Yes. I'm Jerome, calling from Lekki. Please, that kind of case, not everything that they talk to, except you want bomb, naked bomb scattered everywhere. If I were the one, you just want secrets where they die with. I'm telling you. Just
oh, okay. We noted that. We don't have time. We want to see. We want another contribution from Madam Aigbe. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Oh.
Edu Brazil, morning, sir.
Chris, morning. How are you doing?
Chris,
fine, sir.
Come on, let us. This
Uncle
man.
Uncle Jimmy? That man and the lady himself. You know, I don't tell you, woman, not the ugly. We want to describe him, but no. Woman, not the ugly. That man and that lady should be taken to what is that place in at Yaba?
To the hospital. Don't say to the hospital.
No, Yaba now.
Don't say the hospital.
They should take them there. And Uncle Jimmy, that name you are looking for is Chief Ifot Okaite.
Oh, yes, that's in the morning. Don't talk Ifot Okaite inside the Abumi matter.
Thank you very much.
That was in the morning. I was looking for it. That was in the morning.
Pastor Joseph.
Why is he telling me? These people who just hear this during the. That name is this. We were talking about secretary to the government in the past.
Let me read this comment, which I think is a very, very interesting.
It will solve
angle.
The problem for us.
No. It's just an angle.
Yes.
Samson says, is on YouTube, the man asked how he will stop his son from marrying the lady. He didn't ask how he himself will stop the dirty romance with the lady. Yakubu might not even be ready to stop.
Who is this one now?
His name is Samson.
Samson
Akin Yosoye.
Well, it's somebody who has been a Samson, and had the Samson and Delilah. He probably has that. It's a brilliant thing that he said, though. We are not sure whether the man is ready to stop himself.
I know that man is. There's no way he can stop because it's lust that is driving this.
Because look at the way. I shouldn't read
it. Let's not read it. It's not that. It's because of time now.
There are two separate attractions.
If it wasn't for Sheriff, I would have read what the man said again.
There are two separate attractions, content container.
Where did you get that from? Content?
Odip.
You know? So he's subscribing to container as opposed to content. So he's lost that he's driving it. And it's very, very difficult to cut that
money, but he can't even get content and container.
Oh, deep.
Ah, dear me. I think I got to go. My stomach is paining me. 9:53, I got to go. Chinedu. So I knew I would have fun. Your madam, your opposite number is doing a mogo in Mrs. Fan, what was her name?
Fashanu?
Mrs. Fashanu, yeah. Her daughter had
just
a child.
Had a child, oh, mm, right. Congratulations. So
we will soon bring the two of you head on. That's where we're going to end. But we must do this thing I said about cars.
Maintenance.
Yes, we must do it next month.
Yeah.
So that's where we'll end. We draw the curtains for today. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow with another edition. I'd like to thank Chinedu for coming.
Thank you very
always
much.
Always a pleasure having you. I'd like to thank Ad Sherif.
Yes, sir.
For standing in for that naughty boy. So I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye.
Conversation, more talk, more right after this.
It is easier to talk of poverty than to think of the poor.
To negotiate with the European Union by December this year, 4,000 MOUs will be deployed in Europe.
To create a minimum standard of life below which no human being can fall is the elementary duty of the democratic state.
Kill corruption in our society. Let the poor breathe. Don't suffocate them.
133 million Nigerians in multidimensional poverty is an open belt.
We're youth with a para.
We're seeing in Nigeria today, it's a tragedy that we are all witnessing because as we see things falling apart, the pressure instead is corruption.
And the people rail.
Actually, we're getting overwhelmed. So the poor now is choking. The poor is suffocating.
Against politicians who equivocate.
People are not going to vote because everybody's angry with the government.
Theorize, postulate, dramatize.
I cannot vote anybody. I cannot vote for anybody again.
While the